Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Before we move on, let's review the game board and the four quadrants of play. First, at the top of the wheel, we have the 12 o'clock position. This is the place the ancients called the Garden of Eden, the Kingdom of Heaven, or Paradise, etc. And it is metaphorized by the constellation of Aquarius. This is the pre- and post-separation state of consciousness where creation is conceptualized and realized in the mind of the great architect, a place where everything remains whole, perfect, and complete. The symbol for Aquarius is the water bearer. We all know that God was and is the first water bearer, the first to pour the waters of creation. And we know that those first waters were spiritual and eternal, and that everything that emerged from them was and is therefore spiritual and eternal. We also know that the objective of creation was to have humanity outpicture the qualities of God and become the earthly pourers of the waters in his/her likeness. In this game, we are allowed to play as many rounds as are necessary for us to master it and learn to use the water jug creatively and responsibly. The game is laid out metaphorizing our zodiac for a cosmic great year, which is made up of approximately 25,920 years, with each cosmic month and age being around 2,160 years long. And each age is dedicated to contributing something useful to our becoming God-conscious beings. The two quadrants between 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock, or from Aquarius to Leo, the unconscious and subconscious quadrants, are involutionary. This is when the dissemination of the elements is occurring to create the physical realm, and the great rays or God qualities coming from 12 o'clock are being downloaded and infused into human consciousness for the great birthing at 6 o'clock. This is the period metaphorized in Genesis as the creating of the phenomenal world, culminating with the sixth day of creation. Quote, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them, male and female, rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all creatures that move along the ground.'" Genesis 1:24-31. "And the Lord made garments from animal skins for Adam and his wife and clothed them." Genesis 3:21. Then we have the evolutionary period between 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock, or from Leo back to Aquarius, the conscious and superconscious quadrants. We can liken this period to climbing up Jacob's ladder, where, as the song says, every round goes higher and higher. This is the period where humanity, having been downloaded with all of the necessary information, begins to emerge from a deep sleep and begins putting the pieces of this grand puzzle back together, remembering, if you will. Play begins with Aquarius, which is followed in positions 1 through 11 by Capricorn, Sagittarius, Scorpio, Libra, Virgo, Leo, Cancer, Gemini, Taurus, Aries, and Pisces, and then returning full circle back to Aquarius at the 12 o'clock position. The first unconscious quadrant goes from Aquarius to Scorpio, or from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock. The second subconscious quadrant goes from Scorpio to Leo, or 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. The third conscious quadrant goes from Leo to Taurus, or 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And the fourth superconscious quadrant goes from Taurus to Aquarius, or from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Review Mastering the Game of Life, Volume 1, for details. So as we now approach the cosmic month of Aquarius in our current round of play, Because of our dedication, determination, and commitment, we have the auspicious opportunity to become fully and truly awake, and with that, the opportunity to assist many of our brothers and sisters to find their way back to the kingdom as well.